Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're the still smoldering charcoal briquettes from yesterday's barbecue. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, predicting the irrationality of human beings.
I've met human beings. I could attest to that. They are irrational.
But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thank you. The nightmare isn't over for China. The government's getting ready to evacuate tens of thousands living downstream of a lake created by earthquake rubble. They're planning to blow up part of the lake to drain the water. But with the rainy season coming, if things get worse, more than a million people may have to run from flooding. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Chengdu with more.
The official Xinhua news agency said rescue workers would try to evacuate the residents by midnight Tuesday night local time. How many people ultimately need to be evacuated depends on how much water is released from the lake and how fast. In a worst-case scenario, the lake bursts its banks and half of the water comes spilling out. That would require 1.3 million residents to be evacuated. Predictions of heavy rains and further aftershocks complicate the situation. A 5.4 magnitude aftershock shook Sichuan this afternoon, setting buildings swaying in the provincial capital, Chengdu.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu. The deadly cyclone wiped away decades of Myanmar's landscape, but it hasn't changed the political geography in the nation also known as Burma. Democracy supporters there got a reminder of that today. Myanmar's military government extended the house arrest of democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi by another year. She spent more than a dozen years under arrest. Police also arrested Suu Kyi supporters who marched for her today. Federal troops are in Juarez, Mexico, but grisly drug violence and mob killing aren't slowing down. NPR's John Burnett has more.
A widely distributed email message had warned Juarez residents to stay off the streets over the weekend because it would be, quote, the bloodiest and deadliest. Residents heeded that threat. Business at bars and restaurants dried up. A bullfight and rock concert were canceled. The El Paso Times reported the murders of at least 25 people, including two police officers, during the weekend. The previous 2 weeks, there had been 58 slayings in that industrial city of 1.3 million. That included two victims who were decapitated and whose bodies were pinned with a note calling them traitors associated with the Sinaloa cartel.
NPR's John Burnett reporting. America's ports have leaks, holes terrorists could sneak dirty bombs, biological weapons, and more through. This from a new congressional report. It criticizes a Department of Homeland Security program to beef up port security. The program lets companies that meet certain security standards move more quickly through inspections. The problem, investigators say, is that companies still aren't being vetted enough before getting special clearance. And box office numbers are in for the Memorial Day long weekend. The latest Indiana Jones movie comes out on top. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull made $151 million here. That's the second biggest Memorial Day opening in history, just a couple million behind Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. That is your news for now. If you want more, it's always online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.